Many residents of the Northeast are familiar with Lyme disease, but the tick population in this country is increasing, and along with it are the number of tick-borne diseases and the number of people contracting them. This week on WRVO's health and wellness show Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Richard Osfeld of the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, New York.
Tell us, what are the most common diseases transmitted by ticks in the United States?
By far the most common disease transmitted by the black-legged tick, also known as the deer tick, is Lyme disease. It's several times more prevalent than any of the other tick-borne diseases. But there are several others, and they are all on the rise in terms of number of cases in the U.S. The more we look inside ticks and people who get tick bites, the more of these pathogens and diseases we discover. And I expect that's likely to continue.
So where in the United States are the infected ticks found?
So the black-legged tick, throughout really much of the eastern half of the United States and up into southeastern Canada, its relative is the western black-legged tick, which is found out in California. The distribution of the diseases, though, is more restricted. So even though there are plentiful black-legged ticks, for instance, in the southeastern U.S., there is not very much Lyme disease or these other tick-borne diseases.
Have you been able to determine why there is a rise in tick-borne diseases?
There's some controversy about what the causes are. So we're experiencing two things when we talk about the rise in cases. One is the tendency for there to be more and more cases every year, and the other is the spreading geographic range. We know that as the climate warms, that the ticks tend to be able to occupy places that were formerly too cold or too short of a growing season for them to occupy, 10 or 20 years ago. The increase in actual numbers of cases is in part due to these expanding tick populations, but there are areas in which the ticks arrive, and then for maybe 5 or 10 years, they appear to get more and more abundant until they hit a sort of plateau. And as well, we do a better and better job of detecting actual cases.
We've been told repeatedly ways to keep ticks away, and that includes long-sleeve clothing, making sure you tuck your pants into socks, into sturdy shoes or hiking boots. And I know more and more people are talking about spray repellents. What does a repellent need to keep away ticks?
Permethrin-based repellents, and they do have repellent properties, but probably more importantly, they actually kill ticks. And these are products that you spray on your clothing, or you can buy clothing that are pre-treated. What I often recommend is that people make sure that they treat their shoes and socks. The place you're likely to confront that tick that might make you sick is around your feet and ankles. That's often neglected, and I think if we use that strategy more often, we would probably be better at protecting our health.
That was disease ecologist Richard Osfeld speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, tomorrow morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.